A resentencing case under a new state law ends in denial. Details on the governor's plan to address homelessness in Tulsa. And University of Oklahoma students are hyped for tomorrow's big game. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, September 5th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A Tulsa judge has denied an early prison release for a woman seeking resentencing under the Oklahoma Survivors Act. Zach Boblett reports.
April Wilkins remains in prison today after Tulsa County District Judge David Gutten denied a request to be resentenced under the Oklahoma Survivors Act Thursday. The recently implemented law was created for cases like Wilkins, where a victim of domestic abuse who commits an act of violence against their abuser can be resentenced. Tulsa County District Attorney Steve Kunzweiler openly admits that Wilkins is a victim of domestic violence.
I don't think there's any doubt that she endured domestic violence at the hands of Terry Carlton. I don't think anybody's disputing that.
But the case was decided on whether that abuse was the main reason she committed the murder of Terry Carlton 27 years ago. Kunzweiler and Assistant DA Megan Hilborn argued that Wilkins' methamphetamine usage and mental illness were the main reasons she shot Carlton, not his repeated emotional, physical, and sexual abuse.
That was Zach Boblett reporting in Tulsa. Governor Kevin Stitt says the state will more aggressively police and displace unhoused people in Tulsa. Ben Abrams reports the governor's announcement came with a swift response from Tulsa's mayor.
The plan, announced by Stitt via a news release, directs the Oklahoma Highway Patrol to remove any encampments of unhoused people on state-owned property, like underpasses and freeways. OHP would then give unhoused people two options. One is direction to a treatment or housing facility. The other is jail. The release did not provide details as to which facilities unhoused people would be directed to. In a statement, Stitt said the city of Tulsa has turned into a, quote, disaster, blaming the problem on Mayor Monroe Nichols and city leadership collectively. In response, Nichols released his own statement, calling Stitt, quote, an unserious person, and criticized the governor's disbanding of the Interagency Council on Homelessness. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
A state representative is questioning whether a commission can legally decide to build a new governor's mansion, regardless of how it's funded. And as State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports, the lawmaker wants an opinion from the state attorney general.
Del City Democrat Andy Fugate says he doesn't think the State Capitol Preservation Commission can go ahead with the construction of a new privately funded governor's mansion without the legislature's approval, especially because state taxpayers already pay for the maintenance of the nearly 100-year-old existing mansion.
So, you know, the plans have been published say that they're going to keep the existing one and figure out what they're going to do with it. Well, so now I've got insurance on two buildings. I've got utilities on two buildings, additional staff for staffing the buildings and for securing the grounds.
Fugate wants Attorney General Gettner Drummond to clarify if the commission can go forward with its plan to burden taxpayers without a legislative mandate, as those costs won't be covered by donations. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
And you might have heard OU will face Michigan in football tomorrow. It's the second meeting all time for the two storied programs and for the first time in Norman. ESPN's College Game Day is on campus for its broadcast tomorrow morning. Game Day was in Norman last year when the Sooners hosted Tennessee for its first SEC game. Students are excited for the show's return.
Last year, I camped out starting at like 6 p.m. the day before. I camped out with all my friends to see College Game Day, and it was a really good experience. So let's go Sooners, and hopefully we'll win.
I'm so excited for College Game Day and be coming back to our campus again. When they came for the Tennessee game, it was so live and lit, and I just can't wait for them to come back again.
The Game Day show starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and the OU-Michigan game kicks off at 6:30 tomorrow night. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
It's rare to find a podcast that can actually change your life. But when the show's called Life Kit, that's kind of the whole point. I'm Mariel Segarra. 3 times a week on the Life Kit podcast, we guide you through a topic we could all use help with, from personal development to healthy living to managing your dinero, with takeaways so you can start living what you learn right away. Escucha el Life Kit podcast from NPR.